Parsha Shmini,
Pasuk after the Hakamas of Mishkan and the bringing of the various karbonas, says that Aaron, Vayisa, Aaron es yada b'la'am v'yibarachem, that Aaron lifted up his Aaron lifted up his hands to Klal Yisrael and he gave them bracha. Vayisa Aaron es yada b'la'am v'yibarachem, nesius kapayim. That's what Rashi says. Before Rashi v'yibarachem. Beirach Aharon as Klal Yisrael be Birkas Kohanim. That Aaron gave Klal Yisrael bracha Birkas Kohanim. What's Birkas Kohanim in Parshas Naso? Yivrach Hashem Yishburacha, Yershem Bana Beilecha V'Yichunaka, Yisa Hashem Bana Beilecha V'Yisimlecha Shalom. So that's one din that we learn. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, I'm just going to mention this, and we're going to get back to it halfway through the shir. He says we learn another halacha from this pasuk. But it says, "Vayisaron es yadav al ha'am," that he lifted up his hands to the Am. He says that it's inappropriate for the Kohanim to be wearing talesim over themselves and their hands. Because if you have the talis over your hands, there's not a direct bracha from the hands to the tzibur. There's a chatzitza. So he says, strictly looking at the pasuk, "Vayisaron es yadav al ha'am," there should be a direct nexus between the hands and the Am, and if the Kohanim have a talis on their hands, that is causing there to be a chatzitza, and it is a problem. So we are going to talk. We're going to talk about two major issues, but they happen to be related. One is the concept the halacha of not looking at the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. What are the reasons for that? Does it apply to kids, etc.? So that's question number one. Number two is, how about wearing of talisim, the Kohanim wearing talisim, the tzibur wearing talisim to cover their eyes in order to avoid seeing the Kohanim during the duchening? Okay, so there are two reasons brought down why we should not be looking. We have any Kohanim in the house? No Kohanim. Why we should not be looking at the Kohanim during the Nesias Kapayim. So we're on page Kuf Chav Ches, on the left side, last paragraph on the page, which has Tam Rishon, third line down towards the end, it says Kol Hamistakel B'Shlosha Dvarim Einav Keos. This is a Gemara in Chagiga Tetzayin Amud Aleph that says anyone who looks at any of the following three things, his eyes become weakened. Number one, Bekeshes. That's a famous one. Anyone who looks at a rainbow, don't look at it. Don't point it out. If you see it, say the bracha. But if not, don't point it out. Uve Nasi, and looking at the Nasi, the prime minister, the president, the king. Uve Kohanim, and somebody looks at the Kohanim. So then the Gemara explains each of the three. And interestingly, they're all three are related. Number one, it says Bekeshes. Looking at the rainbow is problematic. It weakens one's eyes. Dichsib kemare hakeshet asher yeba anan. Like the image of the keshet of the rainbow that is located in the cloud, biyom hageshem, on the day of rain, hu mared muskvod Hashem. It is the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu keviyacho. That is a quasi image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu seeing the keshet. Number two, benasi, top of kuf chav tes, dichsiv, looking at the prime minister, the president, the king, minesata mehodchalav, you should put of your splendor upon him. In other words, the splendor of a king. We had a shir on saying the bracha on a king. On the president, so too, that's because of the concept that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives of his splendor. Thank you. Give us the splendor to the Nasi. So Kaviyachal, again, you're seeing a demus, an image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And number three, this is our topic, Hamistakel b'Kohanim bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim. One who looks at the Kohanim at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, ayu omdim al duchnan mevarchin es yisrael b'shamim b'forz, when they would duchen. Why? What's the concept here? That the Shechina would show on their fingers, on their etzbaos, at the time of the Nesias Kapayim. So those are the three.
Which means, like, look closely.
Hold the question. We'll get to it, Mir Tzashem. Very good.
I know you said in the
Shechina, it talks about. Also says Shechina with Farsh. There's Histaktus and there's Re'iyah. So the Marasha says, we're on Kuf Chav Tes, second paragraph down on the right side, Bekasav Marasha, third line down. Mikra Lamaisi. What's interesting is for the Keshet and the Nasi, the Gemara brings a pasuk. For the third of them, looking at the Nesias Kapayim, at the Duchening of the Kohanim, it doesn't bring a pasuk. Mikra Lamaisi. Ella, what's the concept of these three things? Ella, the Begimot Dvarim, Ika Demus, Viziv Shechina. All three of these have a quasi Demus image of the Shechina. There was a Kabbalah in the Gemara that anyone who looks at one of these three, his eyes will become weakened. Anyone who actually look at the Shechina itself, you can't live. That's what the Pasuk says. But here is not looking at the Shechina, it's looking at the mus of the Shechina. A lower level, an image of the Shechina in each of these cases. That's why it says Einav Keos. What's the concept of Einav Keos? Because it's not the total death, it's partial death. In other words, somebody whose eyes become weakened is a Tsuma, is Kain death. Somebody who becomes blinded is equated in certain ways to being somebody who has passed away. So that's what it's saying. You're not seeing the image. Saw the image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you die. This isn't seeing the actual image, so it's simply becoming a weakness of the eye. So that's the parallel of the three.
Moshe Rabbeinu, we couldn't see, we couldn't look at the...
Very good. So that's the parallel of the three. Now the Baal Kvod Chachamim says something a little bit more esoteric and metaphysical. He says that these three things, these are the three things that when we look at it, we can't really discern the MS from simply the appearance of the item that we see. What does that mean? It's a little bit deceptive. Our vision misconstrues what we're really seeing. And he says as follows: when you see a rainbow, you think you're seeing something substantive, but what are you really seeing? You're seeing a refraction of the rays of the sun off of the drops of the water. So what you see isn't the emes of what you're discerning. So it's a little bit deceptive to us. So too, he says, "Kol amistaka benasi or b'melech." Anyone who sees the nasi, who's seeing the key,
and the king.
Einachinami. We're not saying these. It's a mutually. It's an exclusive list. Einachinami. But these are three examples of things that we get deceived by it. You want to see the Nazi, you want to see the Melech, and you think you're going to see the splendor by seeing them, you're not going to see it. You have to understand all the pomp and the grandeur behind it. You need to see the. That's what we saw. We saw a Shita that said you can only say the Bracha and the Nazi if you see the motorcade, if you see the splendor, if you see him in his regal clothing. Because if you're just looking at the person, he just looks like anyone else. I remember, I was in elementary school. And it was this elementary school. It was on Olympic Boulevard in Oakhurst, and we came out of the building to go to gym. And Paul Young, our gym teacher, pointed out right across the street. I think it was Todd Bridges or something like that. One of these stars. And everyone was like, "Wow, it's Todd Bridges or something." And he says, "Just all I know is that he puts on his pants one leg at a time, just like I do." He was in a show, Different Strokes. He was the older brother, right? He wasn't the little guy.
He's the older brother.
Okay, yeah. So that was the dad. So he's standing across the street. This is Los Angeles, right? You see somebody famous. He's like, what does it matter? So you see somebody, president of the United States, whatever it is, it just looks like another person. But you don't understand. He is just a person. No, he's not even. Okay, let's not go there. So that's number two. It's deceptive. We don't understand the splendor of the individual by just seeing the person. And the same thing applies when we see the Kohanim. They look just like people. Just by our eyes, we can't understand the substance behind being a Kohanim. Because you have to understand the ruchnias that comes behind it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of duchani. The duchani that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made tzitz min acharachim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking, peeking, kiviyachol, between the hei charakim, the five halonos between the fingers.
So you're setting up a base case here of a Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's Kohanim. Qualified, holy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, exactly. Okay, so reason number one, we see somebody who looks at the Kohanim at the time they're dochening in the base of Mikdash, Einav Keos, his eyes would become weakened because you're looking at the Dimus of the Shechina. Second reason is brought down in the Yerushalmi. That's in the Bavli. That's in the Gemara Chagiga. And the Yushami says that as follows: Kohen sheish biyada mumi lo yisak skava. This is a Mishnah. This is not a Yushami. This is a Mishnah that a Kohen who has deformations on his hands, he can't duchen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Misha Yadav Tzvos Istis. Rabbi Yehuda adds on, even if his hands, it doesn't have to be a deformation, but his hands are colored, they're dyed. He works with dyes, D-Y-E, right? Yeah. So he works, it gets discolored, blue. It's something that's very visible to people watching. He can't duchen. Because people are going to be looking at it. So the Yerushalmi says on this, we're in the bottom of Kuf Chav Tes, bottom left. Gemara Hashem, Amar Rebbe Yosa, Zos Omeres, Sha'asu Listaka, B'Kohanim B'Shashem, B'Varachim Esishah. This, we learn from this, that it's prohibited to look at the Kohanim at the time that they're giving Kohal Yisrael Bracha. Amar Rebbe Chagai, top of Kuf Lamed, Krum Amru, Ein Mistaklin, Lo Mifnei Hesachadas. Isn't the reason why? The reason that you can't look is because it's going to distract us. That's the concept. If he has blue hands, he has deformation, he can't look because it's going to distract us from paying attention to the bracha. And when we're recipients, it's very difficult to think of when we're sitting in the Birkas Kaskonim, our heads are there. Our heads are there. Our heads are truly everywhere. Up, around, right, left, all around. That's where our heads are. We're supposed to be concentrating on being recipients of the bracha without having a Hesachadas. That's why don't duchen, a kohen can't duchen if his hands look strange, because we're going to focus on his hands and not the bracha. So here,
that assumes you can look at his hands.
What?
But that dafka assumes that you can look.
He can't duchen
because he has blue hands. But if he didn't have blue hands,
you know, it's saying that I will stare even more. Can I look a little bit? You know what? We're not allowed to, but we look around, we see. Oh, they look. They're going back and forth. You know, it's human nature. But we'll talk about this, unless I forget to, a little bit later. It says that even if you can't look, but human nature is such that if we see something weird, we're going to stare at it. So that's what's going on. It's going to be an attraction. It's like going to the circus and seeing the strange people, right?
The oddities.
Amar Rav Chagai, so Rav Chagai says the reason is because we can't have Hesachadas das. Moshe, he says, Ana this, it's a swear. Moshe, the Ana mistake of lo masayada. I can look, I'm not going to have a Hesachadas. Okay, we'll leave that aside, but we see here a second reason now why we should not be looking at the coin. Number one is because Ein of Chaos, we're looking at an image of the Shechina, our eyes become weakened. Number two is because of Hesachadas, because we need to concentrate on the Bracha, and it's going to be distracting for us. There are two important nafkaminas between these two regions. Nafkamina number one is, does this still apply nowadays, or is it only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash? According to reason number one, that we're seeing the demus of the Shechina, that only applies in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that. When it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, at a time when the Kohanim Duchni nowadays, we only have reason number two of Hesachadas, not reason number one. That's what the Avudram and many Rishonim say, Bizman HaZeh Shein Mevarchim B'Shem HaMeforsh. Nowadays that we're not saying the Bracha B'Shem HaMeforsh. That's one of the Shechina, you saw the demus of the Shechina. But nowadays we don't say they use the Shem HaMeforsh. The Ein HaShechina Shor Al Yadem, and the Shechina is not Shor on the hands. Eino also Mishum Hesachadas. The big problem is Hesachadas.
So raises the question, do the Kohanim, I mean, they do bless us. Do they really have the power to today to transmit that bracha that...
Nowadays, you're saying?
Yeah.
Should hope so.
You know, we're going to touch it at the way end. I wasn't going to, not exactly, but we'll be able to answer that a little bit.
I assume we're also going to touch the fact that nowadays the Kohanim cover their hands.
Yes, so for sure we're going to talk about it. Okay, so the Maaser Rokech says something that's it's just on point. It's an interesting point. It relates to this, but it's not directly on point. He says, Kaven Shetame Yisr, if the whole Yisr nowadays is Hesachadas, it's not that the Ein of Chaos, that the eyes become weakened, do we have to be mocking on our children then if they're peeking? And he says, if it's just Hesachadas, for Katanim, we don't have to be mocking on them. Because it's Hesachadas, you know, they're going to pay attention anyway, they're just Katanim anyway, so what's the big deal? It's not Ein of Chaos, but nonetheless, he says that we are knowing to be machmir, to try to, he doesn't say it, but lichor, to educate them that we shouldn't be, but we, it's not like the biggest of deals that nowadays, that they're not using the Shemun Mufresh. Okay, so that's nafkamina number one, does it apply nowadays? Also, tam number one does not apply nowadays, and tam number two does apply nowadays. Hesachadas does apply nowadays. Next nafkamina, very important nafkamina, very, very important nafkamina, is the level of histaklus, of looking, that is prohibited. This is what Dr. Kaplan said before. The word we've been using is histaklus. This is discussed in various areas in the halacha. For example, the issur of histaklus, looking at a woman. What does that mean? Does it mean I can't look at her at all? What if it was a mistake? Does it mean just stare at her? So when it comes to our context of Asur Listakel, that we can't be looking, we can't be looking at the Kohanim, Yistaklus literally means to stare. It doesn't mean to peek or to quickly, gaze isn't the right
glance.
Word. Glance or peek. Histaklus means to stare. So based on the first reason that Ein Av Chaos, if you're looking at the Shekhinah, even a quick glance, even a peek, would be a problem. But if the second time of Hesach Hadas, because I'm getting distracted, you're not going to be distracted if you have to just peek for a second and then you go back to concentrating on the bracha. So based on the first
reason. Hands are blue.
Then it's going to dry in. I'm sorry, that we're leaving aside.
Okay.
It's just a normal situation.
Okay.
No blue hands, normal hands. If I peek at them, okay. No, it's because of Hesach Hadas, I'll get back. But if it's because of the Shekhinah, then even a small glance would be problematic. So we're on Kuf Lamed Aleph, right side, second paragraph down. We're going to look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein nire midivrei HaShulchan Aruch shekasav. This is the language of Shulchan Aruch. V'shasha kohanim mevarchim ha'am. During the duchening, ha'am yachavnu lebracha. The ha'am, what do we have to do? We have to be mechavin to be recipients of the bracha. View p'neihim k'neged p'nei ha'kohanim. They have to be panim k'neged panim. They have to be face to face. Don't turn your back on the kohen. We don't receive a bracha by turning our back. V'lo yistaklu b'hem. The lashon is don't stare at the kohanim. So the Be'er Heitav says, kasav dim lashon yistakel mashma davka yistakel harbeya. So the main implication is, nowadays, the staklus is the problem. Staring is the problem of a re'iya ba'alma lo mitzra. But a simple peek, a quick glance, is not a problem. So says the Mishnah Brura, we're to next paragraph down, second line, dimidina, eino aso lo bistaklus meruba she'achal lo valide yasachal. The problem then, nowadays we're not in the base of Mikdash, we only have the problem number two. It's not Ein Av Chaos that our eyes are going to be weakened, it's a problem Hesach Hadas, we have to pay attention to the bracha. It's only a problem then of Yistaklus Mura, staring, that would cause us to lose concentration on being recipients of the bracha. Valriya Katsas, sorry. But simply peeking. I remember when I was growing up, we davened in Beth Jacob Congregation in Los Angeles, and I was in the choir. I was in the choir then. We had a choir. My brother was in the choir. My father was in the choir. We used to wear these Orthodox shul, but we wore these blue gowns. And I remember during duchening, it was so difficult not to look at the... Because we were on the stage. We're right there. And it was like, I was 7 years old. And looking at the... I started at 7 years old in the choir. And I was always, uh-oh. Is that why I have bad eyes? You know, because it's right there. So Re'iyah Katsas Shari, a little peek is not a problem. Because nowadays, the whole problem is Hesach Hadas. Just in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they said the real bracha, Hashem HaMefurash, V'ashchinah Yisashor HaYadeyim, and the Shechinah was shore on their hands, Haya Asra Afilu Riyah Katsas, then even that small peek was problematic. Masha Enki Bizman Azeh, we don't have to worry if we simply peeked at it, and that was it, and we didn't have a real Hesach Hadas, it would not be problematic.
By Noshim too, they make the difference between Riyah and Hisak.
Yes, but they define, some poskim define Riyah different.
Okay.
It depends. It's a machlokas, but some say that the Riyah is if you happen to see her like at a corner and you saw
Karen
Zavis as well. So that some define
Hisakas to stare at his one thing, but if Riyah, he sees the Alma.
So we had that. We had that child and sing a bracha on a queen. So how can you look? Oh, you know, you peeked, right? You say you peeked. So it was a real naughty stock. Okay, so let's look at the Psak Halacha. Kuflam and Beis, bottom right. Beramba Mihachas Tfilah Nesias Kapayim. Two lines from the bottom. Two lines from the bottom. It's the third word where it says Keshahayu. Kuflam and Beis, bottom right. Two lines from the bottom. Keshahayu Akoni Mevarachim Asam. Now we're talking not about the tzibur, but the kohanim themselves. When the kohanim are doing the duchening, mevarchin es ha'am, they're giving the bracha to them. Lo yabitu ba'am, lo yasichu da'atam. It's talking about from the kohanim's perspective, they shouldn't be looking at the tzibur. Who's here? Who made minyan? Who's paying attention to the bracha I'm giving? Right? Lo yasichu da'atam. They shouldn't be having a hesach hadas also. They should be paying attention to giving a proper bracha. Ella, how should they be? You einayim k'neged ha'aretz k'omed b'tfilah. Their eyes should be down, cast on the ground, like they are davening Shmon Esrei. They're davening that their prayer should be accepted, that the bracha should be delivered. So we're not talking about the Kohanim before, we're talking about the Hesachadas of the Tzibur. The Rambam is now applying that, because the Mishnah says, Kal v'chomer. If the Tzibur has to pay attention to the Bracha, Kal v'chomer, the person giving the Bracha, has to not have a Hesachadas and pay attention to the giving of the Bracha. The top, Kuflam Beis, left side, second line from the top. Ve'ein Adam Rashai B'Yistakel B'Yifnei HaKohanim. This is the Rambam. It's the same Lashon. Don't be stare at the Kohanim. B'Shah Hashem Mevarchim Et Ha'am. K'dei Shelo Yasichu Tav. And then now we're talking about the recipients of the Brach also don't have Esach Hadas. Ela Kol Ha'am Yiskavnin Lishmo HaBrach. It should have Kavanah to be recipients. Mechavnin Pneim K'dei Kavanah Pnei Kavanah. Face to face. Ve'ein Ha'abitim B'Pneim. And don't stare at them. Okay, so this is also brought Lalach and the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah had something interesting. It says, "Vegama Kohanim lo yistutaklu b'yadeim." Thank you. The Kohanim cannot look at their own hands, right? These same halachas that apply. We said that the Tzibur has to be careful not to have his hesachadas. The Tzibur has to be careful not to stare at the Kohanim.
Because the Shechina, same thing. Hesachadas.
Well, it would be the same thing. Tom one at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, number two, hesachadas. I don't know why they would have hesachadas looking at their own hands, but just that, you know what? To make
maybe
sure I'm doing it right. Yeah, that could be.
That would.
Right? to make sure they're doing it right. So it's like,
no, then they start looking at their nails. And they start.
Could be. Yeah, they think it's Abdullah. So we're applying the same halachas, just like the Tzibur has to have Kavala. They have to be not have Hesach Hadas. They can't stare at the hands of the Kohanim, so to the Kohanim. They can't have Hesach Hadas. They can't stare at the Tzibur, and they can't stare at their own hands. Mr. Bura says.
Or other Kohanim's hands, I would
or
say.
Or other Kohanim's hands, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, as we mentioned before, it has to be like a tefillah. Sharei mispalin shavaracha kadosh baruch Yisrael. They're davening a kadosh baruch should give this bracha. They are going to be the vehicle, but they're davening that a kadosh baruch should give the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He brings the name of the Magen Avram. Dahayne, what is this? This is an important point. We're talking about don't stare at the Kohanim, so you won't have Hesach Hadas. Kal v'chomer, don't look other places. Don't look at the clock. Don't look here, as I did this morning. Don't look here. Don't look there. Don't look anywhere else, because if the concept is not to have a Hesach Hadas, don't look at the Kohanim, don't be looking all around the place either. Okay, next part of this, because this is very integrated. Is so
bottom line.
We're talking about...
The bottom line, the requirement is mutual kavana. Kohanim.
Not looking at the Kohanim. Kohanim not looking at them. Tzibur not looking at the hands. Kohen not looking at his own hands. What's the solution then? Not looking at the hands. Put a talus on the hands, right?
How about close your eyes?
Who? The Kohen or the Tzibur?
Either.
So let's start talking about the Kohanim first, and then we'll branch over to the Tzibur. Okay, so says the Beis Yosef. We're on Kuf Lamed Gimel. Right side, Kuf Lamed Gimel, second paragraph down where it says, Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Kasev, the Nohagim HaKohanim. This is going to sound familiar. The Kohanim are Nohig, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The shal shel talis shel mitzvah al paneim v'yadeim. They would put the talis over their heads and over their hands. Uminag yafelu. This is a wonderful minag. Why? Kedei shelo yuchu hem listaka ba'am. So they can't be looking at the am. V'lo am ba'hem, and the am won't be looking at them. V'yavoli they hasachadas, and they would cause the hasachadas. Where are the hands?
Under the talis.
Under the talis. So that's preventing the am.
Is there a chatzitza between the
hands? Ah, we'll talk about it. Very good question. That will prevent the Am from seeing the Kohanim. It doesn't take care of the problem of the Kohanim seeing their own hands because the hands are on the inside. It's one or the other. You can't have a double layer of talus. It's inside or outside. So it says the Ramah, in fact, there are two minhagim. Next paragraph down, it says B'Ramah, it starts out. Third line down where it says Aleph. V'gam ha-Kohanim lo yistaku b'yidehem. The Kohanim can't look at their own hands. Al kain nahagu, there's a minhag, v'shal shel talis al paneihem. So they're Kohanim are noik to put the talis on their faces, v'yadeihem chutz the talis. Anyone ever see that?
Nope.
The hands outside the talis? What?
I know, but we don't look.
I peek occasionally, right? So by mistake, I've never seen the hands outside of the talis. I shouldn't be peeking, but it happens occasionally. So Bays. The yesh makoma chenahagu shiadehem bifni minatalis. Shaloi yistaklu ha'amben. This is the minag we saw in the Beis Yosef. Thus is our minag. Minag number two that the Ramah brings, not that the hands are outside the talus, but the hands are inside the talus. So the Beis Yosef says we have a great minhag, put the talus over the head of the kohen and the hands inside, so the Am can't see it. The Ramah comes in. There are two minhagim, two possibilities. Possibility number one is that the hands are outside the talus, so the kohanim can't see their own hands. Possibility number two is like the Beis Yosef mentions, that like we do, that the hands are under the talus, so the tzibur can't see it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba, in the name of the Gra, and Vishin Aleph. What's Vishin Aleph? Lusha'ar Achronim. Meaning this is the day of. That the proper thing to do is the first opinion to have the hands outside the talus, not the hands underneath the talus. The hands should be outside so the Kohanim aren't looking. So Rav Sternbach has a sefer, Hilchas Agrahu Min Hagav, and he says that the Gra brings a proof for this. A proof that the hands should be outside. What's the proof? He brings a Gemara in Megillah, Chav Gimel Anubet, that says the Habohaknim, those Kohanim who have spotted hands, shouldn't have Nesias Kapayim. Why? Because people are going to be looking at them. What's the implication that people are going to be looking at them? The hands are outside. The hands are not underneath. If the hands were underneath,
people are looking.
What?
But the implication is also that people are looking.
In Achinami, people may be peek, but they're going to stare at them. They're going to stare. So the process has to be that the hands should be on the outside, not on the inside. We have a Gemara that says that people were looking at it. So Rav Sternbach says, so what are we going to do about our minhag? Our minhag is to have them covered. So he says, L'didan she'en mechasim. Nowadays, because people, the kahal, are not covering their... That would assume that the kahal is covering their heads. So you can have the hands on the outside. But nowadays, we can't do that because the kahal, some people cover, some people don't cover their eyes with the talus. So we have to be makbid that the Kohanim have their hands on the inside, not on the outside. So even though the better minhag is the hands be on the outside, but nonetheless, we have to worry, does the tzibur, if they're covering their eyes or not. If they're not covering their eyes, then the Kohanim have no choice. They have to cover their hands. The hands have to be on the inside.
Is that a game time decision?
You know what? That's a good question. I think the game is over, meaning it's already the established minhag that's what's done. And if any Kohen would do other,
that's what's done, meaning that people don't cover their. Not everyone covers it with a talus, and therefore and
that's become the minhag that the Kohanim would cover their hands. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav adds on another point, and he says a second reason why the better minhag is that the hands be on the outside and not the inside is what you mentioned before, that the pasuk says, he lifted up Nesias Kapayim, it would be a chatzitza having the talis on the hands of the Kohen. Because it's El Ha'am. There has to be a direct nexus between the hands and the Am. Problematic then covering the talis on the hands, because you don't have it's a chatzitza.
So we will, with the talis, let's say
over the head is okay. So you're saying as the tzibur, it's a chatzitza in the delivery of the brach. Now, next question is, as the recipient, can I have my can I have? So he says no. It wouldn't be as the tzibur. It wouldn't be a chatzitza. It says that for the tzibur, the talus is bottled to me, but covering the hands, which is the delivery vehicle. That's you know, I was going to mention it later, but I'll mention it right now. The Nefesh HaRav, Rav Herschel Schachter says that Rav Soloveitchik says, so you have to use the words, Yishmakal Nomar Deba'in Shio Megulos Likuva. It could be, the Rav was of the view, that the hands have to be uncovered and it's Ma'akev. Meaning, you're not Mekayim Duchening if the hands are covered. And the concept is a very brisk concept. The Nesiyas HaKapayim Hihi Maisa HaBracha. This isn't only a verbal bracha, but there's a maisa included, and the maisa is doing the hands, it's like lifting up the lulav, it's like putting on to the lulav. There's a maisa of the bracha that is ma'akev, and if those the maisa is covered, the hands are covered, that is ma'akev the nesiyas kapayim. So that would be even it's the same as the chatzitza, maybe even stronger than a chatzitza. That is ma'akev.
The answer to the question why it's if it's a bracha, it's a spiritual thing, it's not a physical thing.
So according to the Rav, it's
I heard that Rav Shester
could be energy stairs.
Somebody told me that.
Josh, what's his name?
Somebody told me that.
The
yeah.
His name said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are stairs up.
Yeah. Because you know what? It could be that if you, based on that Yerushalmi we saw, Rabbi Chagai says, isn't the reason we're mistakel because of Hesach Hadas? Ana mistakel v'lo masadate. Built into that own Yerushalmi is I can look, I'm not going to have Hesach Hadas.
I heard the reasoning is the opposite, where he says, I look specifically so that I can concentrate. Like I'm staring
yeah,
up,
yeah,
trying
so
to focus.
I can look, yeah, yeah. He's saying, I'm not going to have Hesach Hadas by my
the
looking.
The best way for me to focus is to focus is to stare it.
So it could be. I wouldn't be able to because you just look at them and you get motion sickness and you got to take a Dramamine before it. So. Okay. So weiter. So we're on Kuf Lamed Gimel at the bottom. We're going to get back to this minhag of the tzibur having covering their own heads. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Kuf Lamed Gimel bottom left. B'shulchan Aruch kasev imina gamakom leshal shel hakohanim talis al pneim. If the minhag gamakom is for the kohanim to put the talis over their heads, afilu yesh bepanav uviyad of kama mumi, assuming the hands are right, the hands have to be covered. Even if you have mumim on your hands, the kohen has deformed hands, they're colored, whatever, they're very very distracting. Gisas kapav. If he should cover, he can cover. He can duchen. Obviously, the Rama says he can duchen because people aren't going to pay attention. It's only if his hands are under the talus. But if his hands are outside of the talus, then he can't duchen. So the Taz asks, why not? Why didn't the Rama say everyone else is covering their heads? If the tzibur is covering their heads, why does it matter if the hands of the kohen is covered or not? If he has mumim on, he's deformed hands, he has colored hands. Because as long as somebody's even if his hands are on the outside, as long as the tzibur has their heads covered, they're not going to get distracted. Why didn't the Rama say that?
That's what with this mumim, does he hold it in place of the dishes?
What?
The kohen with this mumim on his hands, does he do a hold of the
dishes? No, they
he's
no,
he's
they couldn't. He's a baal mum, could not.
But he's not a baal mum for Birkas Kohanim.
He's a baal mum for Birkas Kohanim. He cannot do Nesias Kapayim.
Oh, but we talk about someone who has
a mumim
on his hands.
If they're covered, but in the base of Mikdash, we had two reasons. Yeah. No, this is only because the Hesach Hadas. This is only the second reason.
Okay.
Based on the Hesach Hadas, if his hands are covered, then he can doch it. We had the second, the Shechina Shore on the Yadayim, that we sing the Demus HaShechina.
Why don't we only talk about the hands? In other words, like we had an issue one time, a guy came to Ole Yitzchak and he was doing bare feet. And he looked in the Mishnah Berurah and says it's permissible.
It's permissible.
It is permissible.
No, but it could
seems
be.
Like that would be
it's permissible,
today,
but why isn't that also Hesach Hadas? But people don't look at the feet. People don't look.
I know. It seems today that people with a guy went barefoot. That was something more usual. People would look at it.
Yeah, but
feet
still feet is.
It was a
So the Taz asked. So why can't the person with mumim duchen as long as the tzibur has their heads covered? So we're on Kuf Lamed Dalet, right side. We're second paragraph down. Ulam be Mishnah Berurah Kasav. De lo mehani masha be'ezem akomas akal mechasi p'nim. It's not sufficient that the kahal would cover their heads. Why not? Two reasons. Fascinating reason. Jonathan's would have mentioned before. De mikom makom keshiyedu sheyesh mum atu listakule. If they know there's a mum, they're going to look anyway. That's human nature. That's human. You know what? It's something that's different, that's strange.
If you want to see human nature, look at a kid.
You try to avoid.
No,
sometimes you see a deformed individual. So you try to look askance.
No, you try, but your human nature, look at what a kid does. You have to tell a kid, don't stare. Because kid, human nature is to stare.
Because the kid never saw him.
No, but that's human nature. The fact that you're training yourself to not look.
To not, but why? Our nature is to stare, but we control it. And what's the reason? We don't want to embarrass the person. We don't want to embarrass. And where do I know that from? If anyone's heard Howard Schultz's the president of Starbucks, Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Howard Schultz, when he went to visit Nassim Siegel. Finkel.
Uh-huh.
A famous speech that he gave at Columbia University. Unbelievable speech. And he said, I won't say the whole thing, but he says when they came in, they didn't know he had Parkinson's. and we were all looking away to not embarrass him. And Nazim Sui gave a big clap, and he says, "Look at me, gentlemen."
Right.
So that was what he's saying. Like he says, to not embarrass, but human nature is, if he's not looking,
in medical school we're trained to look at it.
That's the diagnosis.
Okay, so reason number one, why is it's not sufficient that the tzibur covered is covering themselves, covering with talisim, number one, because if they know there's a mum, they're going to stare. V'gam yesh bachurim, this is obviously not written in the Heights, because he says there are bachurim unmarried, she'enam talisim, they're not wearing talisim yet, so not everyone has a talis. So Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah does bring in the name of the Darkei Moshe, Shegam Aham No Hagim Lechasos Pnei Metalis. We are still no egg to cover our heads with the talis. It's still a minhag to cover ourselves, but that would not be sufficient to permit a kohen to dochen if he has mumim on his hands. He would have to cover himself also. Okay, so where are we right now? We've said as follows. When it comes to the reason of not looking at the Kohanim, there are two reasons brought down. Reason number one, because when this Kohanim, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, utter the Shema Mefurash, Ein of Chaos. We will look at it, we are looking at a Demus of the Shechina, our eyes become weak, and that's reason number one. Reason number two applies even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when we don't use the Shema Mefurash, because we're concerned about a Hesach Hadas. We related that also then, that we want to avoid, nowadays we still have to avoid a Hesach Hadas. So, solution, putting talasim on the coin's hand, on our head. When it comes to the coin, we saw there are two different minagim. Minag number one is to have, like we do nowadays, the talis covers the coin and his hands. Minag number two is to have the hands outside. Problem with having the hands outside is that tzibur still could have hesach hadas. So sometimes we cover ourselves, and that takes care of both problems. But lamaisa nowadays, it's just the kohanim that are covering their hands, and the tzibur, some do, some don't. But the Darkei Moshe says, in the name of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's the Darkei Moshe, that we should also cover our heads. Lamaisa, there are shitas that say that the kohanim should not, as we mentioned the Nefesh HaRah before, that it's a chatzisa. So this is also brought by the Ateres Paz, that the Yaivetz, the Bein HaKohanim Ubein HaMisbarachim, both the Kohanim and the Tzibor should not Nachon Ein Nachon Neshal Shalatalis. Why not? So he brings another reason, which is another din in Birkas Kohanim, that has to be Panim Keneged Panim. It has to be face to face. That's how people talk. That's how people
not
interact.
Not talis.
I don't cover my head when I'm speaking to somebody, right? That's not a natural way to speak. It has to be Panim Keneged Panim. So it has to be face to face, not covering that. What?
Panim
layadayim. Panim layadayim. Yeah. If Panim layadayim, literally facing each other.
My Rosh Hashiva had his leg amputated. He did have a prosthesis, but he stopped doing it after he had his leg amputated.
Because it is. Because it has a chadas. Because it has a chadas. They'll be looking at the leg. Okay, so Lamaisa, let's get back to one point. We said that there's a chilah between histaklus and re'iya. And this concept of staring applied, histaklus and re'iya, that re'iya, even a peek would apply, it's problematic, even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because you can't see the Shekhinah even for a split second.
However, only
at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, that we're only concerned about a Hesach Hadas, re'iya, a peek would be okay, meek or deep. But histaklus will be problematic because then we're going to have Hesach Hadas. No, Lamaisa, some poskim say even nowadays, even a peek or glance will be problematic.
If you can see their hands, but if you can't see their hands.
All that. Number one, we have a Zeichel HaMikdash. Whether you can see the hands or not, the Zeichel HaMikdash should be that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't look at all. So too, we shouldn't look at all. But this will answer, second point will answer it even more.
Covering the talus.
Number two.
The hands of the talus. This is it.
Number two, Kuf Lamed Hey, left side where it says Tom Shaney. Kuf Lamed Hey, second paragraph down. Left side where it says Tom Shaney. But Piske Tshuva Sevi. Dinachon Meod Lizar Shalom La'abit B'Kohanim Klal B'Afilu Riyakasas. He brings that you shouldn't even peek, even a glance, is problematic. Why? Ki bezohar mevur shagam bizvan azesh shchina shora al yedei akohanim. This is answering your question, Professor Wolf. Even nowadays, based on the Zohar, the shchina is shora on the hands of the kohanim. Vechatzifusa klape shmaya labi b'nei zechutzba. To Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, to look at the hands of the Kohen. And then he brings the Shita that nowadays it's even Mikar Adin. Even Mikar Adin, because it's not the same. We're not Semer Shomer, Shemem Forsh. But nonetheless, there is some sort of Shechina that's Shara on Yadayim. Next paragraph, we'll get back to Jonathan's question. V'ineim ki hadvarim ha'elu amurim b'makomosh. Shenahagu shiyadei ha'kohanim chutz l'talis. You may, typically we would say that applies when the hands are out. So you're seeing the hands themselves. Even nowadays that the Kohanim have their hands covered, the tzibur should still not look at the Kohanim. Because of Esach Hadas. They shouldn't look here, they shouldn't look there, anywhere. They should be looking down. And it's preferable their eyes should be totally closed, concentrating on the bracha without getting distracted whatsoever. And those who are medaktik are no egg to cover their faces with a talis. So they should not come to have a hasach hadas.
Other than that, you could close your eyes.
Other, I guess we close your eyes or cover your eyes, or both, right? Or do both. Okay, so Levaisa, that's where we come out. We don't have to worry about getting weakness of eyes if we happen to peak occasionally. So that's not why I have thick glasses. That wasn't because when
shouldn't
it was
the close
seven,
their eyes? If the Kohanim have their hands,
Lichora,
their
we would
palace.
Say the same thing. We would say the same thing. They're looking down also,
looking down,
the Amida.
Okay.
So Lichora, if we say that, he says that, why not just us? They should do the same.
But they're allowed to look at the tzibur. They see the tzibur, they're allowed to look at the tzibur, because the
shechina
is not there. The
shechina
is...
not because of Esach Hadas.
Yeah, but it could be if they want to be copying the bracha, this is the bracha for the tzibur.
But, we say that they should be, it's like a tefillah. They should be looking down.
This, I have a chiyuv obligation to be in part.
Yeah. I guess if it's a system, it could be. But ideally, they'd be looking down just like a Tzvila Shemoneh Esrei.
But they may see some of the zebra, it's not a problem.
Do you give your children breakfast on Friday night?
Yeah.
Do you look at them?
Unfortunately, there's no shechina.
Huh? No, but we're talking about the Esach Hadas part.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when I give my kids a bracha, I'll put my hands on their head and I'll look into their eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I find that's the most...
interesting.
That, to me, would be...
Yeah, I hear.
I had a time when I went to the hotel, in the morning sometimes, I saw the Kohanim still wearing the way. But I mean, it's hard to avoid. You come to the hotel,
there's always going to be a minion going
there. There's always somebody there. If you don't come until after the Zman
Tefillah,
even if you come after the Zman Tefillah,
you're right.
Talking about their Zman Tefillah.
But you're saying there's no problem today.
But we're he's saying we even know it to not look even if their hands are covered because we still have Esach Hadas. Okay, a quick word on Parsha.
We had a couple, two or three years ago, for about a week or two, there was a Kohen in Devon with us in Tennessee who wore orange socks.
That's like blue hands.
That's got God. That's all anybody.
Everyone was staring. So in this week, with this week's parsha, after Nadav and Avihu get killed, there's the parsha talking about when your Kohanim come into the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, Yain v'shechar al tesht. Rashi says it's not just drinking; it's shichrus. To come in shikr into the Beis Hamikdash is highly problematic for a Kohen. So there's an interesting medrash. I hope I won't get all the details correct, but we'll get the concept. A very interesting medrash on this that says as follows: there was once a drunk. A real drunk. He was an addict, an alcohol addict. He was constantly drunk, and the kids, his children, were very upset about it. They were up in arms, and they said, he's drinking our whole Yerusha away. Look at he's a waste. He's always drunk. He sold all of his kelim. He's selling everything away to support his habit. And they didn't know what to do, so they decided we're going to have to teach him a lesson. So what they did was, once he was very drunk, they tied him up and they brought him to the cemetery. and they let him sleep overnight in the cemetery with the hope that when he woke up, he would say, what have I gotten myself into? What's going on here? I'm waking up in a cemetery. It's like the concept in alcoholism, you hit bottom. So hopefully this would facilitate his hitting bottom and recovering. So what happened? He's there in the cemetery. He's drinking off his drunken sleeping, his drunken slumber. And during the night, a truck came speeding by. A wagon came speeding by. And some pirates attack it. And the coach went really quickly to get away from the pirates. And a huge jug of alcohol, of wine, came and rolled and landed right next to the drunk. He wakes up in the morning. He says, Gan Eden, this is Gewaldik. He sees the spout right next to his face, and he starts drinking again. And he gets totally shooker. He gets plastered again. His family comes to see, okay, did we have some success? And they say, oh my goodness. We put him here to teach him a lesson, and he's got a huge jug, he's got a cask sitting, and he did it again. And he turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, this is your desire, because, you know, there's nothing we can do, because this is what he wants, and this is what you want, and we're obviously failing. We had this great plan, and you're obviously facilitating this habit. So Rav Dessler says, what do we learn from this medrash? There's a yesod here. And he says the concept is that any direction that somebody wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate that. If somebody wants to be a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate that. If somebody wants to be a rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate that. If somebody wants to be a Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate that.
Which direction you want to go?
What? Despite what he wants. His desire, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rav Dessler asked the question, yeah, but don't all of us want to be Talmidei Chachamim? Don't we all want to be Tzaddikim? Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu really facilitating it? Do we feel that we're being assisted? That we're getting downloaded? This jug of Shas is being downloaded to our head, just like this guy had the jug delivered to the cemetery because he wanted that FedExed him? We don't feel that. So Rav Dessler answers beautifully. He says, when we would desire being a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik or having good midos as much as a drunk desires that next drink, when we desire it so much that we're willing to sell the kelim of our kitchen in order to have the next drink, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate anything we desire. That's the difference. That's the chiluk. When we have that desire, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate. Until we don't have that desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't facilitate. I was reading of the biography of Rav Avadya Yosef said something similar. He says, at the end of his life, he was so not well that he wasn't able to learn. Somebody was learning 18 hours a day. And he says, if I can't learn, I have no reason to live. And that was the question. That is somebody who lived to learn. I'm reading now Rav Eliyash's biography. Same thing. Live to learn, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu facilitates things. But if we don't have that deep desire, like that next drink, that's we're not going to exactly have that full assistance.
I saw that they bring a story about Rebbe.
I'll drink to that.
Rebbe Yudanasi. And his Talmidim were praying that he should live. And
his mate.
And his mate stops praying that he should live.
It's a very important Gemara.
And they said she made a mistake. Why? Because there's two things that a tzaddik brings to the world. One is his learning, and that's what the students were praying for. There's another thing that a tzaddik brings to the world. Just by being alive, a tzaddik has effect on the world. And she thought he didn't have any effect on the world anymore because he couldn't learn anymore.
And yeah, but I think we paskin like her. It's
Gemara
Daf Mem.
We paskin that you don't have to start anything. Once you do, you have to keep on the road.
You can't start.
You don't have to start any heroic measures as a doctor.
Right. You can't stop. You can't cease. You can't cease it. That's the important run on that.